Sugi of Malachas in Tzvich LeGufa. The Mishnah says on Tzadik Gimel on the base, Hamoy Tzirich when Pachas Mechashir Bekli Potter, Afal Akli. Shekli Tzvilonoi, Zachai Bemito, Potter, Afal Mito, Shemito Tzvilonoi. Et Hameis Bemito, Chayim. Vechink Zayt, when Hameis Zayt, when Avelo, Kadosh, when Asheret, Chayim, according to the Tanakamo. Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Machlekes between the Tanakamo, who Tzitzis points out, after the Dalar and Ralph, is Rabbi Yehuda, who's the Baal Machlekes of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon, whether or not Moiti is Hameis, to the Rishus Rav, is Chayiv Mishum Oitzo or not. In both cases, Machlekes, Mavur Rashi points out, it's Mavur in the Gemara, after the Dalar and Vez. Machlekes is Meregeh to Molach Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo. When somebody is Moiti is Hameis, the Hoitzo is Ein Yitzvich Lagufo of the Hoitzo, his Betan doesn't need the Meis outside, therefore it's Molach Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo. According to Yehuda, Molach Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo is Chayiv, and according to Reb Shimon, Molach Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo is Potter. Now the Ptur of Molach Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo, as Mavur in Chagig on Nafir Ben Aleph, says, Hilchos Shabbos is one of the things Kehoran at Tluyim B'Sayrim. In fact, the Gemara makes it Stephen. I, as the Chorus Mefurish in the Torah, Leitzrich Halichad Rebbe Abba, Domer Rebbe Abba, Chofer Gumbu B'Shabbos in Tzarech Al Afara, Potter Ala, Keman Ki Reb Shimon Domer Malach Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo Potter. L'chura is really chusa, it's not a question. Who is this going like? It's going like Rav Shimon, that also Malacha Shein Tzich L'gufa is Potter. Therefore, Chayfer Guma, the Etzem Malacha is the Chafira Taguma, it's not the Maitha Chafira, but rather it's the Guma, which is Chayv al either Chayrish, if it's Besodeh, or Boin, if it's in a person's house. However, if he doesn't need the Etzem Guma, all he needs is the offer from the Guma, it's Malacha Shein Tzich L'gufa, according to Rav Shimon, you're Potter. Says Gemara, if he was Hamer L'Behuda, Hasem Asakin, Hachem Rekalkozim. No, can Zion such a tzir, even if Yehuda is going to be a mask, and even if Yehuda that's machayim, but Malach Shein Tzich is going to be masking with your potter, because you have a different tzir, you're makalkum. In fact, Gemara, hi, my kaharin atlun b'sara. Why is it kaharin atlun b'sara? It's not mafurish in the Torah. Because it says, Melech Machsheves as a Torah, Melech Machsheves leikino. It's only the whole makar from Melech Machsheves is from the Mishkan. The Hainu doesn't say Melech Machsheves b'chlal in the parasha of Shabbos, rather in the parasha of the Mishkan. And since the Torah is masmech, the parasha of the Mishkan, the parasha of Shabbos. Therefore, we learn from the parasha of Mishkan to the parasha of Shabbos that you also need Melech Machsheves. Once you need Melech Machsheves, it's mamayit according to Rav Shimon, Melech Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo. And lechur according to Yehuda, it's also mamayit melkako. Now, lechur it's mafurish, the pashtus is that the Gemara says lahedia that the Torah of Melech Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo is because it's not considered Melech Machsheves. The shaila is Eba Zay, so what's Sakab Shadin in Yehuda? Why does Yehuda hold the Melech Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo? It's chayim. L'chura, kokamba, that it's not a Melech Machsheves, why would he hold that it's chayim? So, l'chura, you could have said, it's chayim from the Gantz Zaf, he holds that there is no Ptur of Melech Machsheves. The problem is that in the Gemara over there, the Furish not that way. The Gemara over there, the Furish that he's masking by Makalko, because Makalko is not considered a Melech Machsheves. That's the Pashtus, Makalko is not considered a Melech Machsheves. And Eba Zeh, he holds of the Ptur of Melech Machsheves. If so, why is Melech Machsheves Tzich L'Gufa any different than Makalko? L'chura, the Hezber is, because Malach Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo, Makalkal, Be'etim, you don't have a tail that's from Malach HaBachlam. The whole Malach is the Kilkul. The Melech to reckon that a Malach Machsheves, that's not a Malach Machsheves, because the Gansu Malach is the Kilkul. It's not a Tikkun Bachlam. Masha'in Kerin, in a case where you do a Malach and the Malach is a Tikkun, Machsheves, it doesn't make a difference which Tikkun you have, what Tikkun you have. As long as your Malach, you're doing a Malach, which is a Malach Daraisa, and you have a Tikkun, that's considered Malach Hashem Yitzvich Lagufo. That's not a Chsar Malach Machsheves. I have a kavana to do this malacha, maybe not for the te'eles that they maybe had in the Mishkan or Kedoyim, but I have a te'eles in the Maisa malacha, maybe not for the te'itza, but in the Maisa malacha, I have kavana, and I have a te'eles, that's a considered Melech Machsheves. That's not a chesaron mechlal in Melech Machsheves. Memela, Moitias Ameis Lekavri, the Mishnah of Tzadik Gimel and Beis, you have a te'eles in the te'itza. You're gaining from the te'itza on the fact that the Mace is outside. Therefore, even though you don't need that the mace should be outside per se, but you have the te'elas, you want the mace out from here, and you did a ma'isa of hoitza, the ma'isa of hoitza, together with the tikkun, makes it that it's considered Melech Machsheves. The shaila is, what would be according to Yehuda where you don't have a te'elas b'chlal? Achayfer gumma, mein tarech, loyla gumma, v'loyla afar. In that case, would Yehuda be masking that that's takitzarn in Melech Machsheves, takitzarn in Melech Machsheves? If the whole Yisrael of Yehuda is asking that, Be'etzem is masking that you need it to be considered Nachshav Shemes. Just see Rechem is the fact that you have a different Tzerich to be considered, that Nachshav, that you're doing the Malachov, the Shem, the Malachov, HaMechuyevet. The Tzerich is Aser. What would be in a case where you're doing a Malachov without a Tehalas Bechav? You're taking off a Rabbi, you push it forward. So you're digging, and then you can stick it back inside. Digging, you want to see what Chazal say in a Bar Mitzvah with the Yosef, well, then that's really true. You dig in, and you stick it back inside afterwards. You want to stick it back inside afterwards. You have no Tehalas Be'etzem in the offer. You have no Tehalas in the Guma, not in the offer. What would it be who to hold an answer? Beis Hashem, we'll get to that in the Hemshah. Now, in this machlokes of Rav Shimon and Yehuda, b'negei to Machshavah Tzrich Legufo, which according to Rav Shimon is in Tzmai from Melech Machshavah, the Shaila is what defines something to be considered Machshavah Tzrich Legufo. Kenira, as the Elam Saul, Chorot, the machlokes Rav Shimon. Rashi says, in, on the Aftadi Gimel of Beis in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Poiter, afilu b'mei sholim, not just by kezayin, even b'mei sholim, davi melacha shein etzricha legufo. V'chol melacha shein etzricha, ela lesalko mei olav, havi melacha shein etzricha legufo. Dibritzernu lei bolay, v'lo hi yitzarach lo. Hilkach lam alach to Hashem v'sidu Rav Shimon. Rashi says the part is not exactly clear what Rashi is trying to say, but the very fact that you wouldn't have wanted this melacha to happen per se, you have no specific interest in the melacha happening, Rashi dines it as a chesaron of last machshavas. That's a melacha she'in a tzrich legufo. You don't have a special term for it. Returning lo hayabalei. You'd rather that it, you wouldn't have had to come on to this in the first place. That's considered a melacha she'in a tzrich legufo. Just in pshat in Rashi, v'chor Rashi is a shtickle redundant. Rashi says v'chom melacha she'in tzricha elo l'talkam e'olof. Your whole kavane is just to be mesalik. It's melacha she'in a tzrich legufo. And then he continues. The returning lo hayabalei. Lo yitzarachla. Hokalach last machshavas either shimer. What did you want with this Hoysafo? Return your label, that's what you just said before. It was only the Talcum Yalov. What's Rashi being, what's he adding with this, with the Hemshech of Rashi? So, Lumeidim Mistafin Amino, that really Rashi is addressing two points here. Rashi is first of all addressing why you're Pater by Melech Shemeshevet, and he's also addressing what is by Melech Shemeshevet Lugufa, he's also addressing what is Melech Shemeshevet Lugufa. There's two things. What is the Melech Shemeshevet Lugufa? And Melech Hashem, any time that you're doing something just lesalik the thing me'olav. There's one word missing here. Lesalko me'olav. Lesalik what me'olav? Whatever it is that we're talking about. Lesalik the chifetz that we're talking about me'olav. The Melech then that's a Melech Hashem Yitzchik Legufo. Now, why are you potter by Melech Hashem Yitzchik Legufo? That's something else he's saying. So you really have to read Rashi. Rashi parenthetically in the middle is telling you what a Melech Hashem Yitzchik Legufo is. You really have to skip over it and read Rashi. Rav Shimon pointer afilu b'mei shalim davim lachas sheni tzrich legufo. The returning leibol of leyatarach lehokalav of the zevushim. Why does he potter it? He potters it because since he would have rather not this happen, he would have rather had that the situation would never have started in the first place. Therefore, it's considered lachas sheni tzrich legufo. Therefore, it's not considered lachas machshavas, and you're pottering. Hilkoch lav malach machshavas. Therefore, it's not considered a malach machshavas. If you look at the Rashi on the Rif, Rashi on the Rif taka leaves it out. Rashi on the Rif leaves out the middle part of Rashi, and he just says the first, the end, of the beginning and the end. Afilu b'mei shalim davi malach hashem tzrich legufo. The return of leibolei. He leaves out the chum malach hashem tzrich al asalf mirolov. Look, it's a zayt gazak. It's a different akuda that Rashi is addressing. What is the malach hashem tzrich legufo? Anytime, no. The koytai klolo biyotcho. Any time that it's only lesalko me'olav, that's the malach hashem tzrich legufo. Tosfos. Can you learn down there? Tosfos and Tzadi Dalar Manal, which is really going to Mishnah, says lahedi not the way. Near literally, the malach hashem tzrich legufo kari kisha oitz the malacho vein tzarech la oitz atzarech kein shay tzrich lebe mishkan. Eloi nachem. Ki atzarech shay oitz the malacha nasas bishvil lebe mishkan, hu guf ha malacha b'sharshem. Says, what's considered Malacha Tzrich Legufa? Malacha Tzrich Legufa is the Malacha that they had in the Mishkan. If they didn't have that Malacha in the Mishkan, it's not Malacha Tzrich Legufa. So say Tzrich Malacha. That's not the Zehu Gufa Malacha Mishashe. You wanted to define the Malacha is how they had in the Mishkan. If they didn't have the Mishkan, that's not the Malacha. Kumto said, it's not totally in whether or not it's Lesalkum Yolov or not Lesalkum Yolov. Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is defined Bechlau whether or not they had in the Mishkan. If they didn't have in the Mishkan, then L'chor is not a Malacha. The problem is that where is Tzrich coming from? The Gemara says Lahedio. Chagiga Dafiru Malal. So we saw the Malach Shein Tzrich Legufo is a smile from the fact that it's not considered Malach Machshavas. Tosfos over here seems to be saying something else. Tosfos seems to be saying a different nekuda, that the reason why it's not considered a malacha, it's considered a malacha shein tzarich l'gufa, your pater, because that's not the malacha they had in Mishkan. Maybe it's also me the Ravanim, because it's very much what they had in Mishkan. But not because of malacha mashavis. The more so the reason why it's because of malacha mashavis. That's what Pnei Yeshua's murder is nekuda. So, the truth is that you could learn the Gemara in Chagiga differently. The Gemara in Chagiga starts out and says, this is the way that it's mashma that Taisa Saka learns it in Chagiga on Dafiro Malalas. That the Gemara says, what? Kaharan Atlim Besairo. Lechadarabavot Amravo Achrefer Gumav Meshavat in Sarah Halafara, Potter Aleh. Keman Kirpshimad Amarlav Shinitrich Lagufa, Potter Aleh. The Gemara Lechatkhila thought that it's coming to Mamayat, Malav Shinitrich Lagufa. Why? The Gemara says that it's Masva Shemit. On that, you can learn the Gemara's Maschem. Afilu Teim, the Rebbe Yehuda, Pasma Saka, Avon Makafal. No. Malach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa is not coming, Malach Mashav is not coming to your mind, Malach Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa. It's coming to your mind, Makafal. That's the Maschem of the Gemara. That's what it sounds like from Tesis. Tesis says, Nasun Be Abo, Hu Adin L'Sham Makafal in the Pturim, Habe Matke Yil Meimer. As a Rebbe Uzka Mashman, Dafak of the Tzarek L'Afar, Mitzvah, Kivin Lai Tzarek L'Gufa. We could have chosen, why do we choose Hafer Gumma Vein Tzarek L'Afar? We're just trying to find the case of Makafal. So why do we choose this case? Says, we chose it because it's a kilkul, they be'etim, you also have a tikkun. That you have a tikkun in the offer. Nevertheless, it's considered a kilkul because in the guma you have no tikkun. But according to Taisis, be'etim, the only reason why we chose the case of chayfer guma v'in tzarech halafar is because we're trying to get a case of a kilkul. The mail at the end of the day could be that the whole meat of melech mashavis is only going when you get the kilkul. It's not talking about melech shenitzich l'gufa b'chol. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that we saw Taisis on the fine hammer now. This is not that way. Taisa in the sugi of Tzarchilos and says Lahen Yanatamei. Taisa says that when it says in the Gemara that Mitzatik is that the reason why you're potter by Tzarchilos and you're not chayv al katzil neshama is because it's Mitzatik. Taisa says it can't mean that Mitzatik over here is the regular case of Mitzatik, because since we're talking about katzil neshama, which is chaburo, we know that there is no din of Malechas Machsheves v'negeya to chaburo according to Shimon. Shimon is machayv makalkal, which is generally Nismayit. From Melech Machsheves, when it comes to Chabura, he's Machayim Makalka b'Chabura. Obviously, there is no Klal of Melech Machsheves when it comes to Chabura. If that's the case, that there's no Melech Machsheves when it comes to Chabura, there's also no Mesasik, there's no Ptur Mesasik, which is also the Smayat Melech Machsheves. And if that's the case, says Tosfos, there's also no Ptur of Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa, because Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa is the Smayat from Melech Machsheves. So Tosfos says, Lahen Yondaf Ayin Hamad Aleph, that the Ptur of Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa is because it's not Melech Machsheves. So how do we stem that with Taisa and Sadi Dala that seems to say that the reason why Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa is Potter is because it's not Dumi D'Mishkan. Hulei D'Mistafin Avinu, it's Tzedin V'Chanami, it's Takanat Estira, you need both of them. Ve'etzem Taisa is asking that the Ptur of Melech Machshevet is because it's Eina Dumi, is because it's not, the Ptur of Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa is because it's not considered Melech Machshevet. The question is, what defines a Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa? Now that I told you that a Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa is not included in Melech Machsheves, is not chayv because it's not Melech Machsheves. What is Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa? What is the Gufa Melacha? What's not the Gufa Melacha? On that basis, it says the Gufa Melacha is that which it's they had in the Mishkan. That's the Gufa Melacha. And if you do it not for the Gufa Melacha, then it's not the Gufa the Melacha. How do you know that you're chayv in a case where it's not the Gufa Melacha? Maybe you're also chayv even if it's not the Gufa Melacha was how they did that Melacha in the Mishkan. But it could be that your chayiv, even in the case where you didn't do, as long as you did the same ma'aseh melacha, but who told you that you're chayiv? Who told you that you're potter? Just because you didn't do what they did in the Mishkan? On that, Melech Machsheves tells you that if you didn't do what they did in the Mishkan, then you're going to be potter. The problem is that in Yuma, Tosfos says lehedi not that. Tosfos says lehedi on Yuma, that's why Madalim base. That which Rav Shimon says that you're potter by Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa, we asked at the beginning, does Yehuda not hold the Melech Machsheves? How come Yehuda is mechayev by Melech Shein Yitzchik L'Gufa? We know that he holds that it has to be Melech Machsheves. Tosfos says, if Yehuda holds that it's considered Melech Machsheves, so why is Rav Shimon going to say it's not Melech Machsheves? So he says, no, it's not considered Melech Machsheves. The reason why you're not chayev according to Rav Shimon is because it's not limited to what they had in the Mishkan. Elahainu time of the Rav Shimon, the potter mishum tvi'inin malach ha'tzrich l'gufa, the alfinu b'mishkan. You need according to the Mishkan. So it seems to a certain extent that it's not just near in Taisus. Taisus, the whole apachas, even if you mask a Taisus and Sadi Dalem, Taisus in Yuma clearly says that, like Rashi, that it's nothing to do with the Mishkan Bechlal. I'm sorry, Tosfos on Ayin Hey says that it's Nesmayim from last Machsheves, and Tosfos in Chagiga, that's the Pashtus, Tosfos in Yuma, that's the Pashtus of Tosfos Sadeh Aleph, is that because you need that it should be doing with the Mishkan. Tosfos Behemshech asks on Rashi, he says, according to Rashi that learns that Melach Shem Yitzrich L'Gufa is when you'd rather, when you would have rather had that the situation would have been that you didn't come onto the Melach in the first place, returning L'Hoya Balai. Frek Tosfos, Ebazei, what's Pshat in Korea Bechamasai, Lemir Me Imsa, Ayin Shede Beisei? Somebody that rips a shirt because everybody in his house is going wild, everybody's making a big balagan. He wants to show them who's in charge. So you rip a shirt and you show them who's in charge. Now, Fractasis, the Chur, that should be considered a, according to Rashi, Hotzam Tarakha Malacha, Veroitzer Shiaba Oilam. There, in that case, you want the Malacha. There, you have to, there's a Te'eles in the Malacha. You can't tell me that it would have rather not had this, the Malacha happening. I want the situation. Now that this is a situation over here, I want such a situation. I want the Kriya. And don't say that you'd rather not have had the situation in the first place, that they would have gotten angry, that his whole family would be making a balagan, so you wouldn't have had to show them who's in charge. And also, and Tofer Beger Karua. Ella, Tzarlath Parashat Rashi. Tesis splits up his question on Rashi into two halakhim. He says, he really asks for two cases. Tosfos Shlomo Anas Livnus, which I don't want to get into because it's not so clear in Laman Alpha base exactly what he's referring to. L'chor Tosfos L'Shitasam, the test of Kasha. But the Chol Pachas in the case of Korea, Lemir Be'imsa, and Shi Beisei, Tosfos has one Kasha in Rashi. And he splits it up into two Chalakim. He says, L'chor is Shver from the case where you rip a shirt to show people who's in charge. There you have a te'eles from the melacha. You do want this, you do want to rip it, you have a te'eles from the melacha of the kriya. How come you're not chayev? Aye, and you want to tell me because you'd rather not have had to come onto the situation in the first place? If that's the case, so then mafis mor, so you would rather not have had a blister. And by nafa badarna that you're sewing it up, you'd rather not, would have hoped that the urea didn't have a hole. And your shirt that you have to sew up, also you would have rather they didn't have a hole. So certainly Rashi wasn't referring to that. So then we have shirt from Korea, Lemir Be'imsa, and Shi Beisei. Now it's clear in Tosfos that Tosfos did not ask straight from the last three cases. Tosfos could have asked simply, by Mappas Morsa, you would have rather not have had the Morsa. As a matter of fact, look at the Tosfos Rosh, that is how the Tosfos Rosh actually has Kasha. He skips out the whole first part of Tosfos. He says, L'chor it's Shver and Rashi from Mappas Morsa, you would rather not have had the blister. It's Shver from Yuriya Shanafa Badarna, from when a Yuriya got a hole inside, that you're ripping it to be able to sew it up. You'd rather not that. You would rather that it wouldn't have gotten a hole inside. And when you're sewing up a beged karua, you would rather have had it that it wouldn't be ripped. How come these are considered, according to Rashi, how come you're chayiv in these cases? L'chora, they're all malachas in the tzrich l'gufos. Tosfos did not ask from those cases. Tosfos only asked really from one case. L'mir me'imsa ein shede beisei. What's sakat l'psha? What's found, first of all, what's found in Tosfos that he didn't ask straight from there? And what's found in Rashi to answer this question? So, l'chora, v'ikur divrei Rashi, that Rashi learns, chom alach she'ein tzrich l'gufa, elo l'talcha mi'olav, ha'milach she'ein tzrich l'gufa. L'chora, the kavan of Rashi is mashma to the other Rishonim. If you look at the other Rishonim in the Sugya, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they're all really quoting a Baal Amar. The Rashba, the Ritva quote a Baal Amar, the Ramban doesn't. But they're all basically saying the same Yisoid. And that's the mashmois of the Rambam also when he talks about l'chora, she'ein tzrich l'gufa, that the Yisoid, any time that you're doing a malacha, only lesalik a hezek me'olav, when it's not for the te'elas of the melacha, it's for the te'elas of the siluk hezek. For example, tzad nachash shalei shachenu, you have no interest in getting this nachash b'chlal. All your whole kavana is that it shouldn't bite you. Or the case of the mighty mace, you have no interest in getting the mace to place B. All you care for is that it shouldn't be matama anything that comes into the house. It's a siluk of the nezek. It's not a tzurich b'fnei atzmai. That's considered a siluk of the nezek. That's a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufa. Mashmoy to the Rambam also. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, he holds Malach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa as Chayiv. He says, "Kol Ha'isa Malacha B'Shabbos Avos Shein Tzrich L'Gufa Shem Malacha Chayiv Olam." Right away, the Rabbi jumps on him and he says, "L'Chayiv Yirom Pasul." We hold that as Pater. But at the end, he says,
I'm a fish in a torah leguf hakibui leguf havar. When he's talking about putting out a gachelik, even if you don't need the guf hakibui, el laharfi kahezik harezachayim.
Even though you don't need the guf hakibui, your whole government is laharfi kahezik.
Clearly, the Rambam also learns that malach shenitzik
legufa is when you're just being marchit and ezek. And that's also considered malach shenitzik legufa, just happens to be according to the Rambam, b'chayim, in malach shenitzik legufa. The Rishonim understood that any time that you're doing, no one mentions anything about the Mishkan. The Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, no one mentions anything about the Mishkan. They say malach shenitzik legufa is when you're doing something not for the tehillah, you have no positive hana from the etzem of the malach. The whole kavan in the malach is only the tzalek hezek may olav, to remove the hezek. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that. What would be in a case where there's no hezek? Excellent. Kum tais, that according to Tesis, according to the Rishonim, the moedid b'chlal has nothing to do with the Mishkan. The Mishkan is not considered, is not the moedid what's considered malacha tzrich legufa. Rather, when you have a te'eles from the malacha, that's considered malacha tzrich legufa. We don't have a te'eles, it's not. And that's in l'chur, it's misaber like that. Because why should the Mishkan be the moedid b'chlal for what the malacha is? The pashtus is, once we learned out of the Mishkan what we had, what the malachas were, then it doesn't have to be different to the Mishkan. All our malachas, all our klalim and malachas, are never telling you exactly how they did in the Mishkan. You're chayiv when you're mevashal your chalent, even though they weren't mevashal chalent in the Mishkan. Why? We learn out that Bishul Samamanim tells me that Bishul is a malacha. Once we know Bishul is a malacha, so then anything you're mevashal, that's going to be chayiv. So we know that Ziza is a malacha, but mainly, even if you're going to Shtei Saris, even though they're never going to just Shtei Saris in the Mishkan. But once we understand that that's a malacha, so we figure out that that's a chazal say that that's a shir chashav Shtei Saris, then you're going to be chayiv. When do we ever need that it should be mamish dafka dumi lemishkan? That's how the Rambam and all the rest of the Rishonim learn. That doesn't have to be dumi lemishkan. Mishkan is just the makar, what's considered a malacha. The different sugim of the malacha. Once you have the makar for what's considered a malacha, the memela, anything that you do, the tzarech, doesn't have to be mamish b'diuk how they did in Mishkan. As long as you did it for the te'elis of that malacha, then even if the te'elis wasn't the same te'elis they had in the Mishkan. For example, geizes. We saw the machlokes beforehand. Tosfos says geizes and dafka in a case where your geizes, let's tzarech the siren. And if you're doing it for Yipur Yagof, you're not going to be chayv. You didn't have the Mishkan. And the Rabban says, no. That Rabban says, lehen nach kufal. He says, what do you mean? Anytime that you're doing it, even with Yipur Yagof, that's the tzarech of the malacha. Gziza, why do people shear? Why do people, either for one of two tails in, either for because he needs the Cyrus, or because you need the, or because you want to be miyap the goof. You shear b'chlal, you shear a sheep, either because it's getting hot, so you want to take it off, or because you need the gizas, you need the wool. B'das Tesis, L'chor you have to say, that Tesis understood that this is Nagia to Etz Malacha, B'chlal, what defines something as a Malacha? How come burr, when you take out a raisin from the side of peanuts, that's considered a Malacha? Right? That's, I think, for most people when they're first becoming Balan Tshuva, the hardest thing that they have. There's no way that could be Asar. What did you do? What did you do? And B'etz Mitzikun Shalem, what did you do? You're Misakim, what do you mean? You're Misakim, the Tarev is... But what's your mind's malacha? As opposed to somebody that goes ahead and he schleps a bunk bed down four flights of stairs, that's also not, that's not a malacha. That isn't a malacha. Maybe you shouldn't do it after Yom Shabbos. But it's not a malacha. What defines something as a malacha or not? The Mishkan defines whether or not this bechlal considered a malacha. That means it's not totally in the seichel b'nei adam. It's not totally in what we think a malacha is. What's nikva as a malacha is what they had in the Mishkan. It's only because the chashivas of the Mishkan that turns it into a malacha. But Meir Lachol Kama that it wasn't in the Mishkan, then it doesn't have a chashivas of malacha. It doesn't have a chashivas of malacha. It doesn't make a difference that it's similar, that it's also a ma'aseh giza. But who told you that giza has a chashivas of malacha? Only because they had in the Mishkan. If it's not like they had in the Mishkan, it's not a malacha b'chol. Eibazei, that's what the Rishonim hold. L'chor, that's pshat and Rashi also. Rashi understands that kol malacha she'ina elo le'salko me'olav is considered, you're just being mesalik and ezek, memela, that's considered malach shenitzik legufo. Frekta Rishonim, Eibazei, what's going to be by Yiriyah shenafa b'darno? If you have a Yiriyah that got a hole inside, a worm ate a moth, ate a hole into the Yiriyah. And now, to be able to properly fix it, you have to rip the Yiriyah to be able to resell it. It's mefurish in the Gemara that you're chayiv. Aye, lechur, it's only asaras and ezek. The maisa kriya that you're doing is only asaras and ezek. I'm trying to get rid of the hole which is in my area. I would have rather had that it wasn't there in the first place. So if you're telling me that any time that Hazaras and Ezek is a Malach Shein Shichla Gufo, so Chura over here, it should be Pater. The Gemara says before, it's that you're Chayef. Ever the Rishonim, no. It's not there. Why not? Because here, now that I'm in the situation that my Yiriyah has a hole inside, then I'm interested in it. I'm interested in the Malacha. I'm interested in the positive Te'elos that the Malacha is giving me. The Kri is giving me a positive Te'elos, not just Hatzaras HaNezek. Once I'm in that situation where this, once the situation already arrived, then in Echanami, I am Neichalei. It's not just Hatzaras HaNezek. At this point, I want the positive Te'elos of the Kri that it should be able to give me a Te'elos in the future, that it should be able to fix it. Memela, Lachur, that's Pshat, in Taisus also. Taisus didn't just ask for Mappas Morsa. And Taisus didn't ask from Nuria Shanofa Badarna, and for a beggar that you have to be Tefer. All these cases, Taisus understood that once it's already the situation that you have the Morsa, you already have the blister, then in the Chanami, it's Nichale to make a hole inside to give a path, to make a path that it should be a refuah. And if he was a real Shanofa Badarna, Taisus understood, if it's Das Rashi, that's not just the Seal Kinesic. This is the situation, Mamela, you're going to be Chayiv. What Taisus at Shver is that if you're telling me that that's the Yisurid, that once you're in this situation, and you, the Nezik is already here. It's not just you're preventing a Nezik from the future. You already have the Nezik. You're preventing, it's not the case of the Moisius Ameis that you don't want to be Matam your house. You're preventing a Nezik in the future. Or the Tetas Nachash, you're preventing a Nezik in the future that shouldn't bite you. It's a positive, you already have the Nezik. You're fixing it, the Nezik is already here. Eva Zeh L'chero, the, now that, in the case where people are making a balagam in the house, they want to show everybody who's in charge, the Nezik is already here, it's only a siluk of the Nezik. Now that this is a situation, Taisa says, L'chur, this should be considered blachas yirish l'gufa. How come you're not chayv? How come it's considered blachas yirish l'gufa for the first in the Gemara? Chur, according to Rashi, now that the situation is here, you're in tzarekla, you want it. No different than your yishan of a madarno. Now, ba'etam adas Rashi, l'chur, you could be madche, that you're right that now that the situation is here, I have to be misak in the situation, but I don't have to be misak in the situation with a kriya. In the case of Nafal Badarna, in the case where you have a hole inside of your beged, the only way for you to be misak in it is dafka if you're kareya. Mamela, the kriya, you need the kriya for the te'elis of the kriya itself. That's considered the te'elis of the kriya. Mashenkin, in a case where you could have the same effect even without the mice of kriya, then you can't tell me that's the mindset of the Kriya, that I need a Te'elos of the Malacha. I could have done something else. I could have clapped my hands. I could have given somebody a slap, right? I could have, I'll show them who's in charge. I wouldn't have had to do a Kriya. Nevertheless, I chose to do a Kriya. But that means I don't need a Kriya for the Te'elos of the Malacha per se. In the case of Rafa Badarno, in the case of Mappas Mursa, in all these cases, the only way for me to get out of this situation is if I do the Ma'aseh Malacha. If I do the Ma'aseh Malacha, then it's considered as if I need the Ma'aseh Malacha for the Te'elos of the Malacha. But Shinkin, if I could get out of the situation without doing this, then in a Hanami, it would still be considered Mamshin Skulagufo. Al Darabza, the Kabbalist Marmiz says in Sukkah, the Aflama Gimel Rabbi, in Myrach, but again, Vinny Blockchain Skulagufo, this is a similar Svar. But Ula, you could be Mantra. But maybe you could say differently also. Now, Bechlal, like it was in this era beforehand, that is, if you understand that the only time that you have a malacha is dafka in a case where the only time that malacha is nishik l'gufa is dafka in a case where you're being meiser and nezek, then how do we understand the quintessential case of malacha nishik l'gufa? The case of malacha nishik l'gufa that Gemara chooses is chayfer gumo veizorach el afar. L'chor, that case, you need the offer for something. That's not just hasaras hanezek. Where is hasaras hanezek? Where's the nezek here that you're trying to be meiser? L'chor, in that case, there is no hasaras hanezek. And even so, the Gemara considers the malacha nishik l'gufa. L'chorah, what's the pshat? According to the Rashi and the Rishonim, how can we understand the Lach Shein Tzivul Gufa? There's no Asar Senezik. Ulay. It's not like a dictu gladi me'atam. You could say Rashi says on Daf Ayin Gimel Amin Beis. Rashi says, Koy for Gumei Yitzal HaKal HaFar, Rashi says, L'chas Yitz Tzoyo. What's Vil Rashi? What does Rashi want? L'chas Yitz Tzoyo. And let's say for something else. Who cares? Why do you need the offer? What's the difference? That's also considered a Tziluk of the Nezik, to a certain extent. The malacha is only there to be able to be misalik in Ezek. You don't need the malacha in and of itself. You only need it to be misalik in Ezek of the lechatzis of Sassoya. Well, that's also considered a siluk of the Nezek. It's not considered that you need a toyelis in the Ezek malacha. But after Kemazag and Andersh. And that is that if you look at the Baal Amar, he's the makar for this Sassoras in Ezek. All the Rishonim, when they bring it down, kaf kasav harazom. If you look at the Baal Amar inside, Baal Amar seems to say something very interesting. He brings down his Yisrael of Malach HaShein Yisrael L'Gufa, and he says, At the end, he says, "Nakoytai kolobiyotcha." If you want to come out with one thing from Paragoyrig, take this out. Take this, you say, "Nakoytai kolobiyotcha." Kol malacha shitzricha lidchoyz nezek mina oisa malacha shenitzricha lagufiyim. Any time that you're doing a malacha, to be doiche, to be madche nezek from the person that has it, the person that's doing the malacha, that's malacha shenitzricha lagufa. He continues the very next word, "Vechein." Similarly, when you're chayper guma, that's also malach shein tzik legufa. Why? Because you only need the offer. And what's the malacha? The malacha is the guma, not the ma'aseh harisha, not the digging. The offer is something which is chutz min harisha. It's not the whole bechlal. That's for sure malach shein tzik legufa. The malacha is the whole. What you're doing is the offer. It's something which is totally separate from the ma'aseh malacha. That's for sure malacha shein tzik legufa. The shaila is, what does it mean v'chein? What's the v'chein? It's not a v'chein. You just told me that the klal of malacha shein tzik legufa is hasaras hanezek. V'chein, another case that you're going to be chayiv, is the case where there's no hasaras hanezek v'chal. Chayiv v'chein, it's hasaras hanezek. Because it's something which is totally separate, totally disconnected from the ma'aseh malacha. The malacha is having the pit, and what you're doing, the reason why you're doing it is for the offer. The Chorav Shem, the Baal Mar, is that if you look at the beginning of the Baal Mar uses this Yisoid that any time that it's only Hasar HaNezek, the Malach HaNezek Lugufa, he uses the Yisoid to say why you're Chayiv by Burr and Zir. Burr, what's the Malach of Burr? Burr is that you have a pot, you have a pile of rice, and you want to pull out a few rocks from the rice. So you're taking out the rocks from the rice, you're being Doiche, the Pseiles from the Oichel. You're taking out the Pseiles from the Oichel. That is the Baal Mar, is the Malacha Shein Tzik Legufa. I don't need the Pseilis. I have no Te'elis Baklal from the Pseilis. What do I need the Pseilis for? I don't need it. All I'm trying to do is be Misak and Eichel. But what's my Maisa? My Maisa is the Asaras HaPseilis. So Kum says my Maisa is Malacha Shein Tzik Legufa. The whole Malacha that I'm doing is a Malacha Shein Tzik Legufa. I'm taking Pseilis out, and I don't need the Pseilis. That's a Malacha Shein Tzik Legufa. It's Asaras HaNezek. So he says, Ebezeh, why are you Chayiv? Lachar, according to Bishimin, you shouldn't be Chayiv. Because Rosh Hashanah holds Malach Shein Tzik Legufa is not Chayiv. Zokter, you're right. Better me shouldn't be. But Bahavi Chayiv, Rachmano. If you're telling me that every burr is Malach Shein Tzik Legufa, and we know that burr is when Alamat has Malach, it must be the Torah's Machayiv, even though it's a Malach Shein Tzik Legufa. It's only when it could be that it's not a Malach Shein Tzik Legufa, and then you do it in the Eif, but that is a Malach Shein Tzik Legufa, that's the Torah passing you. But if it's always a Malach Shein Tzik Legufa, why is the Torah's Machayiv, even though it's a Malach Shein Tzik Legufa? Now the Chayyur Kipshuta, the Baal Mar is Tamua. Like everybody would say, that's the Te'elas of the Malacha. What's Burr? The Te'elas of the Malacha Burr is being Misak and Eichel. What do you mean that's the Malacha Shein Tzik Legufa? Very good, you don't need the rocks that you pulled out of your rice. I need that my rice should be Misukin. So the Malacha, Ein Lecha Tzrich Legufa Yosem Yizeh. I need the Gufa Malacha of the Burr taking out the Pseulis from the Eichel, that I should have an Eichel, which is Misukin. And Betzim, that's what Yeshua Tzakev, the Mishnah Berurah, he asks the same Kasha as the Baal Mar does, and brings out Yeshua Tzakev. Who says this as the answer? He says, no, the reason why it's considered Malacha Tzrich Legufa is because it's for the Tikkun Oichel, not for the Torah of Pseilis. The Malacha is Tikkun Oichel, and that is Tzrich Legufa. What's the Torah on the Baal Mar? L'chur Mavur, that the Baal Mar understood, this I heard, I'm not exactly sure, B'Shem Hu, but L'chur is Mavur, thinks in the money that the Sefer also says in Zavar. That the Malachas Burr is dafk in the mice itself. To be considered a Malacha Tzrich Legufa, it has to be considered a Malacha, it has to be Tzrich Legufa in the mice of Malacha itself. What's your mice? Your mice is Tzichiyat Apsilis, taking a rock out of a pile of rice. That's your mice. Is there any Te'elis in that mice? In what you have left on your plate, there's a Te'elis. But in your mice of Malacha, there's no Te'elis. Always the Tzrich Legufa has to be in the Malacha that you're doing. In the ma'is and malacha that you're doing, which is the asaras apsalis, there has to be a te'elis. There's no te'elis. In what's left over, there's a te'elis. But that's not your ma'is and malacha. That's the dover shibbe v'melo. That's not considered your ma'is and malacha. V'melo, the Baal Mar understood that it's behechrich, every bird is a malacha shein tzrich legufa. Do you need the guma?
I'm taking out where my ma'is is.
that the
not in the Malach itself.
No, that's Masha in the Gumel. That's when it is for the Gumel. When I'm doing it for the Gumel, it's still not in my Maisa. No, they're saying that it's not considered in the Maisa Malach Aleim. Of course, that's Asiyas HaGumel. That is the making of the Gumel. That is making a Gumel. I don't think that's considered here. It's Bechlan Yonai being Misasik in the... We'll get there in a second. We'll see the Nekuda in a second in the Ramban. So the Chur, that's the Chur. You're making the Guma. That's not just Asaras. It's in the Guma Aleim. We'll get there in a second. We'll see in the Ramban. It'll be clear, the Chur. Ebazei, the Chur, that's shot in the Balamar Vaiter also. The Balamar understood, Nekoytai Kval B'yotcha doesn't mean to say that this is the only case of Malach Sheni Shik L'Gufa. This is a klal. Any time that you're doing an Asaras HaNezek, that's Behechach of Malach Sheni Shik L'Gufa. It's not that every Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa is Dafka Asaras HaNezek. If it's Asaras HaNezek, it's automatically Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa. And B'chein, Achoy Perguma, that's certainly considered a Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa. When it's Achoy Perguma Ve'Yitzarech Ala Afara, that certainly you have no Tei Elis B'chlal in the Maisa Malacha. What's a Malacha? Malacha is not the digging. The Malacha is the Guma. There you have no Tei Elis in the Guma B'chlal. Your whole Tei Elis is Dafka in the Afar. Certainly not going to be Chayef. That means not just by a case of Hasaras HaNezek, where I'm getting a certain toyelis from the malacha, but that malacha is that toyelis is only Hasaras HaNezek. In a case where Chayper Gumor, I'm not getting any toyelis b'chlal. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in the Chagigah that it's a kilkul. The malacha is the guma, and that guma is a kilkul in your field. The Gemara says in the case of Chayper Gumor, your whole toyelis is something which is zaitik, is chutz from the guma. That's for sure considered malacha shenisik l'gufa, because there I have no toyelis. It's much better than the case of Hasaras HaNezek. Even when you're getting a Te'elis from the Malacha, if that Te'elis is only Asaras HaNezek, then that's a Malacha Shein Shik L'Gufa. That we're not getting a Te'elis B'chlal from the Malacha, you have no Te'elis whatsoever from the Guma. That's for sure considered a Malacha Shein Shik L'Gufa. It's Pasha. Or you can say that's Tzad and Rashi also. Before we get back to that. The Kumtai said the Yisrael of Malach Shein Shik L'Gufa is Kokama, then you're not getting a Te'elis from the Guf HaMalacha. As long as you're not getting a positive Te'elis from the Guf HaMalacha, then that's considered Malach Shein Shik L'Gufa. If you're getting a Te'elis, but it's not from a positive Te'elis from Malacha, it's just a Saras HaNezek, that's Malach Shein Shik L'Gufa. If you're not getting a Hano B'chlal, for sure it's Malach Shein Shik L'Gufa. The Shaila is able to say, what's the Tana of Ramban? The Ramban is Chiluk on the Balambar, and he says that the Vamanar, the burr is considered Malach Shein Shik L'Gufa. He says, just like Goizis. Gerizis is also considered Malach HaShem L'Gufa, because the Mashmois is, as long as you're doing it to be Miyap at the Guf, that's a Malach HaShem L'Gufa. So to Bayer, you're doing it to be Misak in the Loich, that's a Malach HaShem L'Gufa. Your Toyalis is not in the Maisa Malach itself. The Chur is Mechur from the Rambam, from the Ramban, that he understood that your Maisa is considered in the Oichel itself. Any time where the Maisa is, he's Medama Bayer to Gerizis. Gerizis, he says, what's the Malach of Gerizis? The Netila. The separation of one thing from the next, that's a malacha. The separation is the mice is in both. Anytime that you have a separation, the mice is in both chalakim. The mice is not just in one chalak. They're both chalakim. When I'm cutting it off, even though I'm cutting hair, I'm not touching the body, but we look at the mice as being done to both chalakim. It's the separation is the malacha. The mela, anytime that I'm separating, the malacha is in both tzadim. It's both in the guf, and it's in the sour which is coming off. So too by bird. When I'm taking the psalms from the oichel, even if I'm not touching the oichel, it doesn't make a difference. I'm separating one from the next. That is considered a ma'isa malacha in both of them together. The ma'isa malacha is in the malacha alim. The te'eles of the tikkun of the oichel is in the malacha alim. So maybe they're going to be mechuyim. Zachor lefidus, you could say that's Pshat and Rashi also. Rashi understood that Rashi doesn't say that Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa is Hasar HaSedek. He says, if you're doing Chom Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa, that's Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa. It's like the Nekaitai Klal B'Yadcha of the Baal Amar. Any time that you have a case where you're just being Masalik, that's Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa. Now what's going to be the case of where you have no Te'elet B'Klal from it, from Chayver Guma? That's for sure going to be Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa. Zichr, in such a case, you don't have any Te'elet from Malach, that's going to be Malach HaShem Yitzchik L'Gufa. The truth is that really Rashi later on, example to Mekalko, in the Sugi Mekalko Bechaburo, the Gemara says that there's a machlekes. It says Kol Mekalko Peturim. The Mishnah says. The Brisa says no. Tani Rabavo Kol Mekalko Peturim Chutz Michoivel Umavir. Except for Choivel Umavir. Choivel Yerchayev. Choivel Umavir Yerchayev. Even though it's a Mekalko. Now the Gemara says I to steer to the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no, it's not. One is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Says Taisus, what machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are you talking about? It says Kabbalah Ha'itz Be'yodim that they have machlekes but again to Choivel Bechaburim. Kabbalah Be'yodim. Rashi says no. Rashi and the Ramban, the Rashbo, they understood that machlekes is machlekes of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, by Malachas Shein Tzvich Legufam. And they make a cheshbon like this. They say, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's never a case that you could be chayev by, let's say, by havara. Like havara is a mashal. Where do you ever have a havara which is not considered a kilkul? Every havara is a kilkul. Why? Because when you burn firewood to be able to cook something, the te'elis that you have is not in the firewood. In the firewood, it's a total kilkul. You're burning the wood. Where's your te'elis? In the pot that's getting cooked. That's in a davar acher. That's not in the ma'aseh malacha that you're doing. It's not in the ma'aseh malacha you're doing. So it's in something else. That's malach sheni tzvich legufa. Malach sheni tzvich legufa in a chayfon. So according to Rishim, when it says lo yisavaru eish b'chomer shesech on yom haShabbos, what was it referring to? Where do you ever have a case that it's a tikkun where a havar is a tikkun? You never have a case where a havar is a tikkun. It's always a kilkul. That's zach. It's a tikkun in something else. That's malach sheni tzvich legufa. Malach sheni tzvich legufa. The Torah was machayim before. So where do you ever have such a case? It must be, says Rishim, that the Torah was machayim you by kilkul b'chavur, even though it's a kilkul, even though it's a kilkul and there's no tikkun, nevertheless you're chayim. It's clear in Rashi that even though you're getting a te'elis by Havar, you're getting a te'elis from the Malacha, but as long as that te'elis is not in the Malacha itself, then it's Malacha Shein Tzvich Legufa. It's not in the firewood itself. It's in something else. That's considered Malacha Shein Tzvich Legufa. The Ramban understands it's not that way. The Ramban understood, if you look at the Ramban seems to say that this is considered a Malacha Shein Tzvich Legufa. Why? Because we don't look at that, we don't separate the pot from the firewood. It's all the Maisa of the Havar. It's the energy which is created, which is helping you from the burning, that's the tikkun. The tikkun is that you created the energy. That's not a kilkul. That's a tikkun. And Rashi understands that tikkun is only helps you in something else. The light helps you something else. It's not in the wood itself. Something that's considered michutz from the etzem halacha. So this is really the story that we're saying before. And the Rashi shita is that you just have to define what's considered the guf of the malacha or not. But Rashi understands anything which is not in the guf of the malacha, it's a zayt gezach, it's a chayfer guma ve'insarach alafar. You could be getting a te'elis, but the te'elis is something which is totally zaitik, it's not in that ma'aseh malacha, then you're not going to be mechuyev for a malacha tzrich legufo. Evazeh lefidus, it's pashut that in a case where your kareya begging, lemir me'imsa inshi debeite, there the te'elis is not in the guf of the kriya b'chlal. There, where's your te'elis? Your te'elis is in the zayt gezach. Your te'elis is that it comes down the rest of the family. But in the kri itself doesn't give me any te'elis. That's pashut that's going to be a malach shein tzvich legufo. And the same thing is going to apply also, Rashi says, Rashi Shita is, that when somebody's kare al meitzeh, he has a chiv to write kriya. And he's going to be mekayim a mitzvah when he does it. Rashi says that's still considered a malach shein tzvich legufo. Are you getting a mitzvah for it? Are you mechuyev to do it? You're getting a mitzvah? Doesn't make a difference. That te'elis is not in the kri itself. So that is a te'elis. It's a te'elis, which is considered a mitzvah. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds not that way. Tosfos holds that getting a te'elis of a mitzvah is considered a te'elis, at least when the te'elis comes right away with the ma'aseh malacha. That is considered a te'elis. The shaila is Tosfos v'shitasei that holds that malacha shein tzrich legufa means that it has to be doing the mishkan. So how can you be mechuyev when you get a te'elis of a mitzvah? L'chur, the te'elis of a mitzvah is not what they had in the mishkan. The tales of Malachas Tzrich Legufa is not what they have in the Mishkan. They didn't do things for a mitzvah in the Mishkan. They do things for whatever. They did the Kriya by Nafal Badarna. They did. Where is it considered a Malacha? I saw in the Nesiv HaShalom from Gelber, he's Matzayim HaTeis LaRosh. HaTeis LaRosh says, HaTeis LaRosh says, Adaf Kofeim and Aleph, an interesting Svara, he says, Teich Tvarov, he says, Hechshir HaMitzvah, Achshivei Tzrich Legufa. That the Hechshir mitzvah gives it a chashivas of tzrich legufa. Maybe the pshat is al-darach that we said before in the Daf Tosfos. That Tosfos, what defines something as a malacha? Why is something considered malacha? Why is taking peanuts out of raisins considered malacha? Because the Torah had that in the Mishkan, memela the Torah was machshiv it to be considered malacha. But the Torah is machshiv as a dover, as a chashiv azach, as a ma'aseh malacha in the Mishkan. That's considered a malacha. When it's ach, when you have a mitzvah to do something, that gives it a certain chashivas. I mean, that's considered a malacha. So that's considered a malacha hatzricha legufa. That's the gufa shel malacha. When it has a chashivas, when we see that this maisa has a chashivas, either because they had it in the Mishkan, because it's a maisa mitzvah, it gives it a chashivas. Maybe that's considered maisa malacha. So it's l'shitasim. Mashenkin Rashi understood, like the rest of the Rishonim, that the toyelis has to be in the maisa itself. A toyelis of a mitzvah is not in the maisa itself. You're going to get brownie points, and the Burnish is going to give you a star. But that's not in the maisa mitzvah itself. Kumdais, that the whole machlekes lechura between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is just when you have a te'elet, which is not in the mice itself, is that considered a malach machshavas or not? Rabbi Shimon says that you need the te'elet to be in the mice of malacha, and if it's not in the mice of malacha, it's not a malach machshavas. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, any te'elet, as long as you did a mice of malacha and you're getting a te'elet, that's also considered a malach machshavas. What would be if you didn't get a te'elet b'chlal, like we asked before? Betzim Rav Chanan clears this. Achrenim all clear it. Many Achrenim clear it. Rav Chanan in Beitza, Oisayim Gimel, all the way at the end of the Masechta, he clears the Shaila, and he wants to bring a Raya from Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beit. Rashi, because I can see the Rashi Dafka, Rashi and Lamed Aleph Amid Beit says, Lo'ilam ki Yehuda Svir Lei, the Mishum Eina Tzrich Lagufa Lei Mifter. Yehuda holds, you're not Patrik as Eina Tzrich Lagufa. Hoyol Vitzrich Ladavar Acher, Melech Mashevet. Since you need it for something else, it's not Melech Mashevet. If I'm doing the Maisa Malacha for a Toyelet, it's not the Toyelet why they had it in the Mishkan, it's not the Toyelet with the Malacha. But I'm being mechavim to do that Malacha, because I'm getting a Toyelet from that Malacha. So Mamilu, that's considered a Maisa Malacha Mashemet. If I'm not getting a Toyelet Bechlal, it's not the Tzurich Dover Acher, then it's not even according to Yudhim, it's going to be possible. The whole Nikud is, you need the Toyelet, everybody holds that has to be Malacha Mashemet. And everybody holds that if you're not doing it for Toyelet Bechlal, then it's not considered Malacha Mashemet. The whole Shaila is, when you're doing it for a Toyelet, but not the Toyelet at the end of the Mishkan, not the Toyelet of the Gufa Shem Malacha, is that case also considered Melech Mashevet or not? Lady Nalok, how do we pass him? That is not clear. That's the truth. There's no more Forshi Gemara. There's a lot of stammas one way, one another way. The stamma of the Lechur, the Pashtas, is to understand that the Dalai Rabbi is on the Sukh of Grisus, that the Stam Mishnah, that's Machayev Grisus Super Naim, is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Stam Tanakam in the case of the Moitei Sameis is also Mashmal like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Mappas Morissa in other cases seem to be Mashmal Dafka like Rabbi Shimon. The Halacha Maisa is not clear, and Roy of the Rishonim seems to pass again like Rabbi Shimon. It happens to be that the Gemara at the end of the Masech of Chukhman Zayin seems to say that Bechol, on all of Melech HaShabbos, in all of Shabbos, the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon connected to Yehuda. The Gemara makes a few Yetim in a cloud. But Be'etzem, the Gemara seems to say, Bechol HaShabbos Kula Halacha Kirib Shimon. Lebar Me Mukta Machmas Mias, Lebar Me Mukta Machmas Tzarni Kis, Lebar Me Mukta Machmas Isser. But it seems that in all of Shabbos, that would be the Pashtus, that the Halacha is like Kirib Shimon. However, and that's how the Rif goes, and the Rach goes, and the Rabban seems to go that way, and the Rush goes that way, and the Ran goes that way, and Roiv Minyan and Binyan of the Rishonim go that way. The Rambam, like we mentioned before, and then Al Zayin says, "Let me not that way." Pass like me, who does the Rav Yitzchak like Alam Alkom, and he says, "No, we pass like Rav Shimon." The Malacha Tzrich Lagufa is Taka Pater. La Locha La Ma'isa. How does the Mechaber passkin? That's also not clear. The Mechaber, there's Kama Mekorim that are Mashma different Mashmois, and it's not clear the Mechaber passkin. We saw just now in Simon Shinman, the Mechaber brings down the Locha of somebody that cuts Sairis is Chayiv. He doesn't believe when he takes off the Cyrus, white Cyrus, even though he doesn't need the Cyrus, and it's Pasha some Malach Hashem Yitzrich Lagufa. Nevertheless, you're Chayim. Says the Gorin, much more he says like the Rambam. That you're Chayim, the Rambam, he seems to be passing like the Rambam, that it's you're Chayim, Malach Hashem Yitzrich Lagufa. You don't need the Cyrus, and even so. Mishabur is Maschen, the Bir Lach, he says, no, it could be going even according to, if you hold Malach Hashem Yitzrich Lagufa as a potter. Over here, consider Malach Hashem Yitzrich Lagufa. He's like the Rivash, or like the Ram. It's considered, you're getting a tale of the Yibri Aguf, and therefore it's considered Tzrich Lagufa. There's at least three other places that seem to have Mashmoyesin. One is in Shin Lamed Aleph. Gacheles Amunachas B'mokim Sharabim Nizekim Bo. If you have a hot coal, which is sitting in the Rishus Arabim, Yochel Lechaboysin. You let it put it out. Beinim Yishem Atechas, Beinim Yishel Eitz. The Rambam Oysim Yishel Eitz. He says to the Lechura that you let it put out a Gacheles of Eitz. Why? Because it's a Malach Hashem Tzrich Lagufa. And he says, the Rambam Moitzim Shalei. The Mashmoitzim is being Seisim, and then bring down the Rambam. Which would be Mashma, that he's going down Malach Hashem Tzrich Lagufa, Saka Potter. And Shin Tzedayin does the same thing. Shin Tzedayin Ches. He says, Hatzadim l'tzerech chayiv, sheloi l'tzerech istam potter. Shmuel Neshratim, somebody that's tzerech et sheloi l'tzerech, is potter aval aser, l'ramam chayiv. So he seems to be seiser, like your potter is l'mashen yitzik l'gufa, l'ramam chayiv. And the third place is in Reshayim Ches. Now Reshayim Ches, the truth is that it's kedai to really to see the tour first, before you see the mechaber. The tour in Reshayim Ches, the mechaber is one line. The tour is about 5 lines. The Torah brings down in Reshayim Ches the whole mission that we say in Bama Malikin. There's a machlekes by somebody that puts out kechos al aner, kechos al Hashem, kechos al psilo, somebody that puts out a fire because of a chayla Hashem beisakano. In all these cases, the Torah paskins, you're potter. You're not trying to make a pechem. You're not trying to make a kol. Only when you're trying to make a kol, that's when you're chayev. And even if you're trying to make any time that you're putting it out, he says lechatchila. He says, if you put it out for any one of these reasons, you're potter avol aser. If you're doing it for a pechem, you're chayiv. And if it's a chayla sheish by zakano, then it's mutar lechatchila to put out the fire. Comes the mechaber and he leaves out 90% of what the Torah says, and he only brings out one line. Mutar lechavet aner b'shvil sheish and a chayla sheish by zakano. He only brings down the halach of chayla sheish by zakano. And what's by chayla sheish by zakano? And all that halach that he said before, and that somebody puts out the fire, is potter avol aser. Say it's after any else if we didn't bring it down. He's lecher clearly being mashmat that's halacha of, and he doesn't want to bring down that malach sheins chaluguvas potter. That's lecher that would be mashmat. So that the bal that prima gondim in the mishmat says on this, he's mishmat to this. He says hishmat hamechaber all that the Torah says, and he says about the other places that the mechaber says it's soisim that malach sheins chaluguvas potter, and he brings on the Rambam afterwards as chayiv. He says, you have no right how he paskins. Because stam v'yeshemrim, then in Chanam he goes like the stam. Here's not a yeshemrim. From Rambam Asar, it doesn't mean it's not bringing down a yeshemrim. He's telling you the shita's a Rambam. It's not clear, he says, how he's paskin la halacha l'cher. So, but that's the Balamor. It seems, even though Rav, Minin, and Binin, and l'cher, it's also not 100% clear in the Rif, how the Rif paskins. The Rishenim seems that most Rishenim women in the Rif, that he paskins that it's potter. The Rush also paskins that it's potter. L'cher, the... According to the klal of the Beis Yosef, that when you have the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, we go like two out of the three, you should go like the Rif and the Rosh. It's unique that you have such a combination. It's always the Rif and the Rambam, generally. Here you have a Rif and a Rosh, connected to the Rambam. Now the truth is, like we know, very often the Mechaber quotes the Lashon of the Rambam verbatim. Even if he doesn't pass him like him, and even, he always was the Rambam. The Rambam was his Makar for many, many halachas. It seems that he didn't want to go connected to Rambam. He didn't want to bring down Lehedya connected to Rambam. Anytime that he brings down Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa, he always brings out the Rambam after. And in the case where it's Lehedya, that the Torah is saying Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa is, he left it out. Lamaisa Mishnah Berura seems to go that Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa is Taka Pater. The Rav of the Praiskim at the end of Reshayin Ches, that Kol Zeshe Kasavnu, he brings down a Riches, who Ledas Harbe Praiskim. That's all going to the Harbe Praiskim that holds Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa is Pater. And then he says, but the Rambam says that Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa is Taka Chayiv Olam. Mashmoy says that he's going that Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa is Potter. And that's how he seems to be knowing. We saw when he gets a woman that forgot to cut her nails Friday night. The Chatchila, he did say to be Choshesh for the Rambam. He says that you should ask a guy to bite it off with their finger, with their teeth. They shouldn't use a kli. Because using a kli according to the Rambam would be a Malacha Gemurah. If that's not, that's not possible, then ask a guy to use a kli. It's going to be a straight Malacha according to the Rambam. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. What should we do? We'll be simcha on the fact that according to Tosfos, the Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa, and therefore, we'll be mekel. Because it's a shvus to shvus, b'makayim mitzvah. Now, that being the case, that we pass him that b'etzim Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa's potter, the shayla is, how do we pass him and get the machlekes of Tosfos against the rest of the Rishonim? What's considered Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lagufa? Dahainu, is it dafka how they had in the Mishkan or not? I don't know if I should say it publicly, but I heard it on the shiur from YouTube Berkowitz, so I'll say it publicly. Said, just the Geshmak Ezach, that would bring out the Nekuda. That's the Geshmak, it's that. But he says that the conservative, when they were first came, started the conservative movement, they weren't going Lehedya saying that halacha doesn't apply anymore like the Reform. They said halacha applies, you just have to be matim to the time. So Mela, they wanted to come out for a heter to drive the Shulon Shabbos. How could you drive the Shulon Shabbos? Because driving the shul, turning on the motor, is burning gas. They didn't do that in the Mishkan for the tzarech of the burning of causing energy. But Meila, they never turned on the car in the Mishkan. So according to Tosfos, that holds a malacha shrich legufa, is dafke how they did in the Mishkan, the middle of the legufa. It's only asked me the rabban. And going to shul is a mikdash maat, ain't shvus for mikdash. The middle. So it's an ain't shvus for mikdash. The haynu that they never don't. The whole thing is crumb the center. The shell is Lamaisa, Lachal Lamaisa. How do we talk about it? Do we pass like this in Bechlal? And what's the Nafkimino? A very interesting Nafkimino Dafko. The Achorinim ask, we know of Sikresh of Layomas. What's the case of Sikresh of Layomas? You chop off the pashtas, you chop off the chicken's head, because you want to give it to a kid to play with. So the Rambam says, Lahedio, what the Sikresh is, you're chopping off, that's what Rashi says, you're chopping off the head to give it to the chicken. Now, Lesachik boy. Says the Kafrek, the Kafis Morim, another Achrenim, Lachurim, that's a Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa, according to Tesis. You're not trying to get it to get the dead animal. You don't want to use the animal. You're trying to get it, Lesachik boy for a teenager. You're trying to use the head as a toy. But you don't per se need the dead animal. Lachurim, according to Tesis, a Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. How could the Gemara say, Moy, the Rib Shim Sikrei Shivlei Amos? That's not true. Rib Shim was not minded that you're Chayim. It's a Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa, according to Tesis. Zok the Kafis Morim, and a Chanami. You're right. According to Tesis, Taka, in the case of Rashi, of Segregation of Layomas, you're going to be positive. It's Mavashim Zich Lagufa. What does Segregation mean according to Tesis? Segregation means up there, it's just a Moshe Balma. It's a Moshe that it's not Shaykh to chop off the head of any creature without it dying. It's Behem going to die. So it's a Moshe, it's a way of saying, Moedim Shimon, in the case where there's a consequence which is going to happen, an inevitable consequence, it's for sure going to happen, he's Masma in that case, that's Kilo, that's your mindset. But in the case where your kavanah is for something else, and chalam is Allah Shein Tzidguf, according to Tzidguf, it's not going to be potter. So how do we talk a paskin? Somebody chops off the head of the chicken. Is the taka potter according to Tzidguf? So those that say, no, that's the terech of the... It's not so pashy. Maybe that is the terech of the Mishkan. Terech of the Mishkan wants to have the dead animal. You need the bottom of the dead animal, you want the top of the dead animal. Because you need a l'sachik boy and besider. So therefore, that's like cooking, you want to cook chalms instead of cooking some manu. What's the difference? You want the dead animal. What's the difference what you need the dead animal for? Who said Bechlav that's considered Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa? He's Mechadash know that it's considered Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa. But Nanich Le Zahanocha. Let's go look at Zahanocha, but that's in the Sachi, but it's considered Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa. So how do we pass Malach Lamaisa? A guy chops off the chicken head because he wants to give it to the kid. It's a potter, it's a chayef. What's going to be the case? It's just a shmok and mitzvah. The kid is screaming. There's no way to calm him down. He has to get a guy to chop off the head for the kid. Why do you do that? If that's considered Malach Tzrich. How do you pass him? Lechura from the Mishnah Berurah, we don't have any hachra. Mishnah Berurah is Taishes up what a malacha tzrich legufa is in Reish Ayin Chet. L'chein nikris malacha shein tzrich legufa, shirei ein tzarech l'tachlas ha-malacha. You don't need the tachlas of the malacha. What's the tachlas of the malacha? The tachlas of the malacha, the shmois maybe is like the Ramban, the tachlas of the malacha. The tachlas of the malacha is the malacha what they had the Mishkan. It's not clear. We did see in Shimrim that he brought down tzitzis. Now, if you look at it in Reish Ayin Chet, in the Magen Avraham, there's one sifkat in the Magen Avraham, one in the Taz. The Magen Avraham brings down what's the Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa? How they had the Mishkan, like Tesis says. He quotes Tesis. The Taz is coming to matter something in case of using, not being able to, he wants to matter reading by a wax candle. And he says, even if you're going to go ahead and take off part of the wax candle, that's only considered a Malacha Tzrich Lagufa, what he says over there, when he gets Havara. And according to the way that Rashi's mouth, Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa, the Lo Yoyet Tzarech Lo, Bertenu Lo Yoyet Reitza was there, so that's how the Chari is Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa. So the Magen Avraham goes like Tesis, and the Taz goes like the Mishir. Lalacha, I didn't see a clear Achra. I saw, and if Gelber wants to tell him, he says, Lachor, you have to be Chayshish for both of them. So Machlek is a place, Machlek is a Shainim, Lachor, you have to be Chayshish for both of them. Uberfrat, that we know that Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa is more common than everything else. And that is what we'll end with. That even if we want to paskin like the Rav Rishenim connected the Rambam, and Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Taka Pater. However, there's still a Chumrah, Benegia to Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa, then more than every other Derabbanan. Like the Bir Lacha says over here, he says that we're not going to matter by Chelish Ein Bay Sakana, we're not going to matter a guy to put out a fire. When you put out the fire, it's Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa, because you're not trying to make a pech, you're not trying to make a coal. It's a her wonder about him. Welcome, Lachel Shein by Sakano. Welcome, Tsar. They're very often Rebeko. Zakta Balamar. No. The Afil Lachel Shein by Sakano, Osalech Atchila. Mikomokon Ladina Nir Lachmir Lakuli Yama. Hechat Yishle Yitza Acheret Lasta Ra. I think Fias Kliwa Chayitz Vaze. Ki be Isser Kvio, Afti Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa. Mikomokon Pnechi Kroiva Ma'id Lisser Teru. Why is it Kroiva Ma'id Lisser Teru? Because every Malach HaShein Tzrich Lagufa, the only thing that makes it not an Isser Teru is your Das. The Maisa Malacha is the exact same Maisa Malacha. You put out the fire.
If you come on it to make a Pechem, if you come on it something else, then it's Potter.
So the whole difference is in your Malacha, is in your Das, but in the Maisa Malacha is the exact same thing. It's craving more to a Daraisa, and therefore it might be Asher. Therefore it would be Asher. Taisa says it's Asher, Miri says it's on Chav Tazim Beis, Taisa says it's on Vavim Beis. That the Gemara calls something Isser Daraisa, even though it's only it's a Malach Shein Shekel Gufa, because it's Kroivim Ma'ayin to Isser Daraisa. And he says, V'chumayish HaKasar Prima Gadim, V'lahachi Asser B'Gemara Afner B'Shim B'Chor L'Shem B'Sakano, U'B'Shar Shvusim Karmelon, D'Mudal Yisrael L'Chal Af B'Chor L'Shem B'Sakano. He says, U'B'Frat B'Dovers L'an Ramam Chayab Chatas. So now, Malach Shein Shekel Gufa has two Chumras. We have a Ramam that holds your Chayab Chatas, and we have, even if you don't go like the Rambam, but Malach Shein Teguf is more chomer than other Darabanans. We find also in Shimon Beis, we matter to do certain Darabanans, Bein HaShmashis. Bein HaShmashis B'chal is a Shaila V'Tafik. Kol HaDvarim She'esur Medivya Seferim in Shimon Beis Tefalef, Lai Godro Lai Bein HaShmashis, says the Mechaber. However, says Mishnah Berurah, Lishna Dekol Lav Dafko, not every Shvut. The eighth verb she assumed every day from God's name in Ashmashes, Aflatar and Mitzvah. Vatamishim the name Kravim, Lobo in the name of Lacha Daraisa, Gozru Behem Tve. Behem Malacha Shin Tvich Lagufa, Homer Sharon to Darabon, Vasa Bachol Gavin, Behem Ashmashes. Afim name of Dessa Mitzuri Darabon, Behem Shin Laram Daraisa. So he says, Malach Shein Tzvi L'Gufa, every time we get into Malach Shein Tzvi L'Gufa, we have to realize that it's different than every other Darabanan. It's different for two reasons. Because according to the Rambam, it's not a Darabanan, it's a Daraisa. And even if you want to go that it's a Darabanan, it's still Kravim Ma'ita, it's a Daraisa, because it's only in your Das. And therefore, we never want to be Simuch on your Das. Which is B'chal HaKlal, that Chazal would never Simuch on your Das by Pesachim. I mean, Chazal, they didn't want to be Simuch on your visible Ayyus. They mean, he do B'dika. Always, we never Simuch on them. Whenever we could do a Ma'ita, we don't let you Simuch on them. Anytime it's only in your Das, it's only in. So Mamela is always a chumrul. But Kiva Eger in Simon Shin Yudzayin, in Simon Yudzayin, in the Shuvah Simon Yudzayin, is Matadir also that a Shvus the Shvus, B'mokha Mitzvah that we matter, we're not going to be matter by a Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa. However, La'alacha, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah did go with that. We saw in by a woman that forgot to cut her nails, he says, L'maisa, we're saying on a Shvus the Shvus, Amir L'Nachri, by a Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa, B'mokha Mitzvah. And the Vard is over there because the whole reason that there's a Chomer in Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa, that's not because the whole difference is totally in your Das. And therefore, we're Machmer. But when it's coming to a Goy doing Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa, then who says that we have to come into such a Chomer? There's no Chomer over there. The Goy is doing the Malach L'Chal. So even though in his Maisa Malach HaLachurav is not so nicker whether or not he's doing a Malach or not, but clapping him, there is no Chomer. He's never doing a Malach. It's only when it comes to Yid doing it, then we have a Chomer, and Mamela, we have to be machmer when it gets to a yidunga Malach Shein Tzich L'Gufa. When it comes to a guy, it seems that Lalach L'maisa, even though we're machmer when it gets to certain cases with regard to Malach Shein Tzich L'Gufa. And L'chatchila, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is always choshesh to a certain extent to shita to the Rambam. Nevertheless, even if you don't go like the Rambam, there are cases that we're going to be machmer Malach Shein Tzich L'Gufa. When it comes to Shvus to Shvus to Baka Mitzvah, it's clear that the Mishnah Berurah is going to be same with Lalach.
Oh, yeah.